Canada's temporary foreign worker program became a permanent crisis, with nearly 845,000 temporary residents by 2021, double the number a decade earlier.
This is a damned if you do, damned if you don't situation now. I think they've gotten in so deep. If it were, you know, 85,000 people instead of 850,000, you could kind of rip that bandaid off and you'd feel it. You could make some adjustments. You might be able to subsidize it a little bit. But with nearly a million, I think it's over that now. And again, still coming in at a rapid rate. It signals to me they have no interest in slowing this down. This is a PR campaign that's kind of gone awry. They're going to try to basically find some balance here and stick with it. Otherwise, I think we're going to have another large economic crisis on our hands.
They'll make this argument of, oh, it's necessary for our employment and all of this. And yeah, sure, you can probably make that argument, especially in certain sectors. I don't think you should be able to have temporary foreign workers for Tim Hortons.
I agree
That's
with you.
Ridiculous.
100% like, agreed.
But I also stumbled across this yesterday, which I thought was crazy. They were giving vaccine exemptions for temporary foreign workers all throughout the COVID pandemic.
What?
Pablo from Mexico could come up here, work in the summers as a farmer, didn't have to get the vaccine, and also they were giving him exemptions for flights. So they're making the argument that they had to do these, they had to make these exceptions because it was pivotal for Canadian well-being and making sure that we had food and all of this kind of stuff. Sure, you could potentially make that argument. However, when you're firing people for not taking the vaccine, when you're getting rid of nurses, when you're getting rid of military members, all of this across the board in very critical sectors, you don't get to make that argument anymore.
100%.
So I think, like, to me, all of the arguments they use for the temporary foreign worker program, they fall apart under stress.
Most decisions, most government decisions do. Most things you can rip apart. Most things are not straightforward. Most things are not what they seem with government. And when you see policy, it's usually for them to benefit in some other way, or there's something baked into the bill itself, which gives them more power. This is the game we're playing.